it's a step in the right direction. There is nothing wrong with that at all, because whatever happens, you're going to have people who will normally qualify and be selected to enter into the profession. You know, we're talking about a profession here, and a profession that is not mindful about people who enter the profession, which the regulation is not put in place to ensure that we take the numbers that we can adequately train and prepare better, then it is not worth the tag and the description profession. So it is not about many people wanting to enter and they don't get the chance to enter. It is about how many we want at a particular time and how we're going to be able to structure the system to regulate it so we can produce the numbers very well and make them to be people who are fit for the profession.
Are you trying to say that in the previous years, when large numbers were admitted, the training was not effective?
That's exactly the case. We have realized that in the past years, we're getting large numbers into it, and we didn't have adequate infrastructure to support their training and preparation. And so we realized that there were a few shortfalls within the system. Now, we want to ensure that the training institutions admit according to their capacity.
But what do you make of the argument that this whole issue of reintroduction of the quota system is just a ploy by government to manage the finances because of the reintroduction of the training allowances?
It could be part of it, and I wish the government will admit it, that it is also important to ensure that the numbers that enter receive their allowances as promised. That is not the main reason why the quota system is being introduced. Thinking through, now that the allowances have been reinstituted, government perhaps wants to take advantage of that and to ensure that adequate funds are made available to pay their training allowance.
You heard the president of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association, Asante Crobbie.